Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1159, Making Peace with Your Body by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of just a few podcasts in the world where blogs are read to you for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. But with this show, you get the added bonus of hearing my commentary at the end. Oh, and another bonus, on Fridays, I answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. But for now, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Making Peace with Your Body by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. The Moving Target of Self-Love. One of the tricks of leading a long-term healthy lifestyle is getting your mindset as balanced as your body. As a fairly lean, athletic person, I have a secret for people who aspire to get in better shape. If you take care of your body, it is an act of love for your body. You decide to love your body through action. Feelings of self-love, of looking in the mirror and thinking, "Yeah, who's that fox?" will follow action. However, if you wait to love your body as a spontaneous feeling, it will never happen. Why? The closer you get to the perfect body, the further away the perfect body seems. Your standards raise along with your progress, and it becomes a frustrating moving target. Does this mean you shouldn't aspire to be leaner or fitter or to be faster or to be more athletic? Of course not. But, and this is a big but, you must decide to love your body through self-caring action, and you must make peace with your results before they even happen. The paradox of the perfect body. What's another one of my trainer secrets? My clients with the commercially best bodies, the ones who look like traditional models or who can rock a swimsuit in a way that would make most jealous, are sometimes, well, very often actually, my least confident, least secure clients. They are the ones that would prefer to not wear a swimsuit and instead to obsess about cellulite. That extra 1% of fitness is incredibly elusive. It is an odd phenomenon that your standard for aesthetics climbs as your fitness improves. If you are purely motivated by aesthetics and do not have at least some component of a desire for performance, speed, strength, pain relief, or another non-aesthetic goal, then you should buckle up for a very bumpy road of disappointment. If you think a certain aesthetic goal will make you happy, let me give you a preview of the path. Once you lose 20 pounds, you'll want to get rid of your love handles. Once you get rid of your love handles, you'll want a flatter stomach. Once you have a flatter stomach, you'll want muscle tone. Once you have muscle tone, you'll want a six-pack. Once you have a six-pack, you will decide that somehow your thighs or your arms are not up to snuff. It really never stops. You can always look better somehow, and the standard of perfection keeps getting further and further away, just beyond reach. I know this because I have experienced it myself, and I have seen clients go through this process. It is why it is essential that, in addition to aesthetics, because I don't think it's helpful to pretend that aesthetics is not a factor, you must have performance goals. How to make peace with your body. Performance goals save the day. What do I mean by performance? Here are a few examples. Squatting or deadlifting your body weight or more. Running a new race or running a familiar race faster. Mastering pull-ups and chin-ups and push-ups. Getting rid of any nagging pains you may have. Habit-based goals like doing a workout a certain number of times per week. Living pain-free, being capable of lifting, pulling, or pushing your own body weight, moving faster, having a healthier heart, and being able to push yourself harder and longer are all skills that have the potential to both extend and enhance your life, both in longevity and in quality. The irony is that there is an aesthetic payoff for building your fitness goals around these baselines. Getting stronger, getting faster, and moving better will all likely yield body composition changes that are incredibly elusive if you chase them all out, but can be familiar friends if you just allow them in. Action is key. The magical mindset shift is moving your intention from approval to action. When you chase aesthetic goals with a one-track mind, your gauge of success could be how you feel about yourself on any given day. Unfortunately, this can be incredibly random. Despite our best power of positive thinking efforts, we don't always feel great about ourselves. Variables from hormones to a bad meal to a friend's comment to fluid retention can all impact the way we feel about our bodies. Even worse, the way we feel can impact the way we act. When we feel badly about ourselves, we typically don't take measured and sober action to make ourselves feel better. We often either overeat, think self-soothe, or go into an over-exercising and under-eating frenzy that is an unrealistic, random, and unsustainable plan. However, when you incorporate aesthetic goals into a well-balanced, structured, organized plan of attack on performance goals, you will instead have measurable and observable markers of progress, be more accepting of both good days and bad days, feel proud of what your body can do, improve your actual markers of health, and increase the likelihood of continued fitness as you mature and age. While there are myriad of other benefits, the key is to demote the factor of how I feel about my body or what the scale says from being the primary marker of progress to being only one part of the process. I'm not saying it will never play a role. Of course it will. We all want to look great. But when you stop giving your feelings about your body so much power and invest more energy into your routines and performance, it's incredible how much better you will feel about yourself almost right away. You just listened to the post titled Making Peace with Your Body by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When discussing appearance, some of my favorite examples to use are from the movies 300 and Man of Steel. Both of these films changed how people viewed fitness. How was it possible that these actors who were not athletes became such physical specimens? After both of those movies came out, you should have seen how many clients contacted me and said, "I want to look like this," and held up a picture of either Leonidas or Henry Cavill. Actors in both films thanked Mark Twite, their trainer, for these physical achievements. Mark Twite, while grateful for this appreciation, believed that people were a bit misled by his training approaches. In interviews, when asked about how muscular his actors looked, he has said, quote, "It gave people the wrong idea. Aesthetics are actually our last concern. My gym focuses on building true fitness, not the appearance of it. And true fitness comes from training the muscle that sits in your skull, your brain." End quote. What he's talking about, of course, are our mental barriers. And just as Rachel mentioned, Mark Twite believes in performance-related goals. If we focus on being just a bit better tomorrow, and then the next day, and then the next, bigger muscles and a flatter stomach will eventually follow. As Rachel put it so perfectly, what will happen when you do finally achieve those six-pack abs? Will you then say, "Well, I did it. I've met my goals. Guess I'll stop working out now"? Probably not, or hopefully not. It will just leave the door open for us to find something else to critique about ourselves. But if we can focus on performing just one more push-up, or one more pull-up, or add one more pound to our deadlift or squat during our workouts, these habits will force our muscles to grow. These habits, when performed consistently, will lead to our bodies eventually burning fat for energy. And in turn, between our muscles growing and eventually burning fat for energy, we're going to change how our bodies look for the better. All right, that's it for me for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.